It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Mitchell Filthy. And we got a girls' basketball, Camden Conference girls' basketball matchup for you tonight here in Dawson. The Blackjacks hosting the Rock Paul Valley Eagles. Mitchell.
Yep, it's one of the great rivalries of this conference, these two teams.
Fun rival.
Yep, fun rival.
Some of the girls are actually, they combine in track and field and tennis. So they're good friends.
Yep.
But when the tip-off starts,
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yep. It's competition, right?
Yep.
All right. Mitchell, let's get right into it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about both teams here and how their seasons are going.
All right. Lac Paul Valley comes in with a 3-18 record. Their wins against Ortonville, they beat them two times, and they defeated RCW. They are 1-10 in the section, and they have a 3-11 conference record. And they're 1-9 on the road, looking to improve upon that tonight. They're coming off a 40-48-point loss at Wabasso. It was their third straight loss after winning two straight versus Ortonville and RCW. This is their third game of a three-game road stretch. They lost at Pipestone area, and then they lost to Wabasso. They average 35 points per game on offense, and they give up 59 points per game defensively, so looking to improve that here tonight. And then over the last five seasons, Lac La Paul Valley has been 11-1 versus Dawson. That one loss came earlier this year to Dawson, and that win by Dawson snapped a 19-game win streak that Lac La Paul Valley had in the series.
Wow. Say that again. What was that now?
Lac La Paul Valley had beaten Dawson the 19 previous times that they've matched up. Dawson was able to snap that streak earlier this year with a 47-55 win in Lac La Paul Valley. The last time Dawson girls were able to beat Lac La Paul Valley came in the 2014-15 season.
Okay. Interesting.
And Dawson Boyd comes in with an 8-11 record. They started the season 3-9, and they've won 5 of their last 7.
Wow.
So they're figuring things out at the right time and looking to improve on their record tonight. They have a 5-8 section record and a 6-8 conference record. And they're 5-5 at home, so they're looking to get a winning record at home tonight. They're coming off a 64-37 win versus RCW. And they average 52 points per game on offense and give up 54 points per game on defense. So they play pretty close in games.
Okay. All right. Anything else? You got it all.
No, I think that should do it.
All right. All right. Thanks, Mitchell. Of course, it's a big night here at Dawson Boyd High School. It's actually the last home game of the season for this team, and especially for the seniors. It's always kind of an emotional time when you're playing your last. You put so much time into the basketball program, and it's your last time on your home court playing a game. It's also senior night, and third through fifth graders, they'll be playing during halftime here, the varsity game, and it's also autograph night. That's become a popular thing lately. So after the game, the varsity Blackjack varsity players will be out in the commons area there. Signing autographs with their pictures and everything. And the National Honor Society, they're having a big food drive. Well, there's a lot of food people are bringing in here at the high school tonight. And they need that to stock up the food shelf, and they donate the canned goods that the people are bringing in the gym tonight to the food shelf. And also, it's a triple A award winner. They'll be announcing from Dawson Boyd High School who the girl and the boy are in Triple A Award. That's an arts, athletics, and academics
yep.
award, and that's one of the highest, most prestigious award you can get in high school here in the state of Minnesota. We'll talk about that at halftime. So A lot of things going on. Mitchell, you got the schedule tonight before we do the starting lineups?
Yep. There is a triangular hosted by ACGC. ACGC is hosting United Wrestling in Painesville area. It was originally a quadrangular, but Camby couldn't make it.
Yeah, because of sickness, I guess, in the Camby school there, so. Yep.
So that is now a triangular.
Right.
Then Mineota is hosting a triangular. They host Pipestone area and Quad County. And then Marshall is hosting a dual. They're hosting TMB tonight. And then our lone boys basketball game in the for Camden teams, Ortonville is hosting Rothsay tonight in Ortonville.
Okay.
And then for girls basketball, Tracy Milroy Ballatin is hosting Canby. Central Minnesota Christian is hosting KMS. We have our game tonight, Dawson Boyd hosting Lacapaw Valley. Lakeview is hosting Mineota. McRae is hosting Ortonville. And then RCW is hosting YME.
All right, that's what's happening tonight in basketball and wrestling. We'll get some wrestling updates for you. That started at 5 o'clock for Team United. All right, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineup tonight for the Lacapaw Valley Eagles. Mitchell said they're 3-18. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Lacapaw Valley, number 22, Callie Kahn. She's a 5'11 sophomore. Kayla Jan gets the start. She's a 5'4 junior. Kaya Krantz, a 5'11 senior. Number 10, 6' junior, Jalen Lee. And number 23, Kendall Shelstead. Kendall's a 5'6 junior. The Eagles are coached by Dylan Erickson, John Scherf, Thomas Daniels, and Adam Conroy. And your starters for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. Number 1, Ayanna Halstead, a senior, 5'8 guard. Number 3, an 8th grader, folks, Claire Stratmone. She's a good one, 5'2 guard. Number 13, Haley Anderson. Anderson's a 6' senior forward. Number 15, Alyssa Swadinski. Alyssa's a 5'5 sophomore guard. And number 23, Allie Essling, a captain. She's a 5'5 senior guard. The Blackjacks are coached by Rachel Hawkinson and Terry White. So that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by your State Farm Insurance agent, Tony Orata, in Camby and Madison. Couple minutes left before the start of the national anthem and stuff. And, it's going to be, just want to push a podcast, Mitchell. Let's push a podcast. We got a minute here to talk about the podcast that we started. Talk about it.
Two Guys Weigh In podcast sponsored by P.K. Egan's of Camby, Minnesota. We put out our third episode this week on Wednesday. We covered a lot of topics in that episode, didn't we?
That's right. We talked to Dawson Boyd Blackjack boys basketball, girls basketball, and just about everything. Wrestling.
Yep. It was all levels, too. High school, college, and professional sports.
Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. We made sure to talk about her.
Yeah. Super Bowl time this Sunday.
Yep. Made our Super Bowl predictions.
Yep, so give it a listen. It's on our social media sites, on our Facebook sports page, Twitter account, my Twitter account, and on Spotify, too.
Yep, Two Guys Win podcast.
All right. All right, the teams are back on the floor here, and tell you what, we'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem and do the starting lineups, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Lacapaw Valley Eagles after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossil and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossil Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossil Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Hi, I'm Abby Amland.
And I'm Kate Olsted, and we're both on the robotics team at the LQPV High School.
On Tuesday, February 13th, the team will be hosting a fundraiser karaoke night at the Mercantile.
It goes from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's free admission. Hope to see you there.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Well, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. Had a little before the national anthem, had a couple ceremonies here, Mitchell.
Yep, they honored the seniors for both Lacapaw Valley and Dawson Boyd, and then they gave the AAA award winners.
That's right. Now let's talk about the AAA award winners. They were Ayanna Hasted and James Weber, and both have a 3.9 grade point average.
Yep.
Did you have a 3.9 grade point average?
Close. I think so. I don't know. I don't remember.
Don't ask me what my grade point average was. So congratulations to Ayanna Hasted and James Weber from Dawson Boyd High School. AAA award winner. That's one of the highest awards you can get in Minnesota High School.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice. Coach Rachel Hawkinson taking time to introduce the seniors on the Lacapaw school team.
Yeah, it was a real nice touch by Dawson Boyd there.
So they did that and recognized the seniors. Ayanna for Blackjack, Ayanna Hasted, Kaylin Jorgensen, Haley Anderson, Rachel Jorgens, Allie Essling, and manager Lauren Larson. The seniors on the Blackjack playing their last home game here tonight. And the Eagles have Claire Borstead, Andy Doctor, Isabel Gertis, Kaya Kranz. They're seniors tonight. So it should be a good game, too.
Yep, it was a close one in Madison, or Lacapaw Valley, I should say, earlier this year. So I think we're in for another good one here tonight.
All right. All right, time to play some basketball. They have 18 minutes up on the scoreboard. Glad you're with us on Q92. You can text a friend. Tell them they can tune in online on your phone, on your iPad, and listen to us on klqpfm.com. And you can click on Listen Live. And you can click on Podcast and check out the new latest podcast for Two Guys Weigh In.
Yep.
All right. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
All right. Blackjacks in their black uniforms. Eagles in their white and red. Haley Anderson jumping center with Callie Kahn. And the Eagles get the possession to start the game. Eagles going to our left here. B Squad. Dawson Boyd B Squad won by 10 points, 29-19. Jalen Lee. And here's a baseline shot by Jan. No good. Rebounded by Callie Kahn. And she might have traveled. She did. Referee Eric Hansen calling the travel. And I agree with Eric on that one.
Yep. She got the ball and then wasn't able to dribble. Had to take a couple steps.
Here's the Blackjacks' first offensive possession of the night. Allie Essling dribbling down in the corner, gives it to Slezinski. Alyssa, a young ball player, one of the best. Here's an eighth grader. Oh, Claire Stratmore down to Anderson for the bucket.
That was a great offensive play there by Dawson Boyd.
Stratmore with an absolutely great assist. Now Stratmore steals the ball. Essling goes in for the layup.
Dawson Boyd came out in a full court press, and they were able to get the steal and a fast break opportunity.
A little full court press put on by Dawson Boyd. The Eagles break it. They're down 4-0 quickly here to start the ball game.
Dawson Boyd looks like they're in a 2-3 zone to start on defense.
Shelstead to Conn in the paint to Jan. Back to Shelstead, top of the key. Right wing almost stolen by Allie Essling. And Conn is trying to get the ball to Lee, and it's picked off by Halstead. And here's Claire Stratmore, an eighth grader. 4-0, Dawson Boyd just underway here. Slezinski for three, switch.
That foul was in woman-to-woman defense, and that three-pointer caused Dylan Erickson to have to take a timeout here early into this game.
And with that timeout by Coach Erickson of the Eagles, we'll take a commercial break. It's the Blackjacks 7, Occoquan Valley nothing.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help us and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Allie Essling scored on a layup for Dawson Boyd, and now they have extended the lead to 9-0 over Lockapaw Valley after the timeout by Coach Dylan Erickson. And here's Kranz goes to the basket. Nice play there by Kaya Kranz.
Yep, she's pump fake to get Haley Anderson into the air, and then she went right by her and got the and one potential for the layup.
Kaya's 5'11 and a senior, and boy, she went strong to the hole there, didn't she?
Yep.
Kranz was fouled. Who was that foul on?
Haley Anderson.
Haley Anderson, number 13. Yep, Anderson. So here's a free throw by Kranz. It's no good. Rebounded by Haley Anderson. And then Jalen Lee almost did knock the ball out of Anderson, but the Blackjacks get it back. 9-2. Acid on the left wing. Being guarded there by Borstead. Now foul on Borstead. Looks like a reach in on Halstead. A lot of Occoquan Valley people sitting in front of us tonight.
Yep, there's a good showing by both teams' fan bases out here tonight.
Essling looking to inbound it underneath the Blackjack basket, does, and Essling will put up a three hard off the glass, no good. The ball's loose in the paint, Halstead fight for it, and then Kranz just rips the ball away from Ayanna. And Kranz playing some aggressive basketball right now. They go inside to Kranz, knocked away by Essling, and then Jalen Lee takes it right back down to Kranz. And Halstead steps in front of the pass. Here come the Blackjacks with their 9-2 lead on Lockapaw Valley. Down low to Anderson. Kicks it out to Halstead for three from the baseline. Hits the rim, goes way up in the air. And then Halstead gets a rebound. And she tried to pass it to Alyssa Slezinski. And it went off Alyssa's hands out of bounds. Turnover, Blackjacks. Full court press put on by Dawson Boyd. Eagles bring it across midcourt. They're down 9-2 to start the game. Horsted underneath the Eagle basket. Kicks it out. She stepped out of bounds underneath the basket.
What we've seen with Lockapaw Valley a lot this year is just tough turnovers.
Yeah. And Coach Erickson kind of repeats himself every Saturday morning on the coach's show. It's turnovers, turnovers. You got to take care of the ball. Esteline with the basketball. Here's Stratmon. Claire dribbles in the paint, puts up a shot, missed it. Haley Anderson saves it, tips it right to half. Deanna shoots the ball. That's no good. Rebounded by Jan. Jan tried to get the ball, and Hasted steals it. Here's Esteline. Going to take it herself to the basket and scores again, Allie Esteline.
Great job by Allie Esteline to just drive right to the paint and get the layup.
6 points for Allie here. Under 14 minutes to play in the first half. And Borstad tried to throw it down the lane. It's picked off by Esteline. Esteline again. Now Jan steals it right away from Esteline. Jan going to the basket. And Claire Stratmon comes up and strips her.
Great defense by Stratmon to prevent the fast break.
Clams gets the loose ball, and Kaya scores on a short jumper. 11-4, Dawson Boyd. Boy, both teams having a hard time hanging on to the ball.
Yep, we got a lot of turnovers by both sides going into
this. Stratmon down low. Stratmon missed it, but there's Anderson with the rebound and put back, and she's fouled. Haley Anderson. Haley had 22 points Tuesday against RCW. That might be a career high for Haley. 13-4, Blackjacks. Anderson will be at the free throw line to try to make it a three-point play, and her free throw's way short, didn't even touch anything. Ooh, I think Haley would want that one back.
Yep, I think that was a tough free throw attempt right there.
A little more oomph on it. Didn't have her Wheaties this morning.
Nope.
Eagles across midcourt, and boy, the Blackjacks are doing a nice job trapping. And then, of course, they just threw the ball off Esteline's leg out of bounds.
It was a smart play by Borstad. She was trapped in the corner and just threw it off a Dawson defender, and it went out of bounds.
Kayla Jan, Lee, top of the key. Borstad throws it in the crayons, left-handed shot, no good. Conn with the rebound, her shot won't go. Comes up with the loose ball, and Allie's off and running down the floor with the basketball. Now she'll set the offense up, left wing, Stratmon wide open for a three. You don't leave the eighth grader open. And boom, Stratmon drops one for three. 16-4. Eagles having trouble getting across half court line. Now Dust falls thrown away. Stratmon picks up the loose ball. There goes Claire. In for the layup. Scores and fouled. Claire Stratmon with the basket, and she is fouled.
She just outran Lacapal Valley on that fast break attempt, and she was able to get a nice layup and the foul. And it's an 18-4 lead for Dawson Boyd.
And a timeout, a full timeout by head coach Dylan Erickson of the Eagles. That foul was on Borstad, her second. We'll take a break and be back with more Blackjack and Eagle basketball right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Stilty back here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight. Timeout's over by Coach Erickson. Mitchell? Blackjacks jump out to an 18-4 lead here to start the game.
Yep, Dawson continuing their hot stretch. They've won five of their last seven, and they came out really hot to start tonight.
Well, Claire Stratmon's at the free throw line, and the eighth grader makes a free throw. 6 points for Claire. She was fouled before the timeout there. And 19-4 Dawson Boyd, and the Eagles keep the ball as Anderson hit the ball out of bounds. Lacapal Valley will inbound the ball on their side of the court. Kayla Jan gets the ball into Jalen Lee. Eagles trying to find some offense here. Lee, top of the key to Jan on the right wing. Jalen, top of the key. dribbles to the left side. Now to Claire Borstead. This zone defense here giving the Eagles some trouble, Mitchell.
Yep, they're working around the outside. They can't really get it into the paint where it needs to go right at the free throw line, and they miss another shot, and Dawson with the rebound.
Claire Borstead with a short baseline jumper. No good. It went over the rim, rebounded by the Blackjacks. Lindsay Lund is into the game. And a nice pass down to Anderson. Good! Anderson scores again, her sixth point. And that was a beautiful play pass by Rachel Jorgens, who's into the game. Rachel Jorgens with a beautiful assist. The Haley Anderson break into the basket, 21-4. Then the Eagles turn the ball over right away.
Yep, they were trying to break the press, and they tried a long pass attempt, and it just sailed on him, went right out of bounds.
21-4, Dawson Boyd, half dead. Pops it back out to Jorgens in the paint. Lund for three from the top of the game. Almost banked it in. It rolled around the rim and fell away. That was odd looking, wasn't it?
Yep, that was a tough bounce at home for Dawson Boyd there.
Lindsay Lund almost banked it in from the top of the key for three. Jalen Lee to Shellstead. Here's Borstead in the paint. Back to Shellstead. Shellstead drives to the basket. Now kicks it back out to Borstead. And the Eagles throw the ball away. Coach Dylan Erickson really frustrated on the sidelines right now. And went right through Jalen Lee's hands out of bounds.
Yep, that's just tough basketball there for Lacrofaro Valley.
Rachel, oh no, the ball's loose. We got two girls on the floor fighting for the basketball.
It's called the jump ball, I believe.
21-4. Blackjacks. On their home court tonight. Last home game for this Blackjack team. They inbound it in front of their bench to Claire Stratmoen. Boy, we've got a lot of years left to watch Claire. She's an outstanding basketball player. At top of the key, line wide open. Shot off the back rim. Rebounded Halstead. Puts it up. No good. And last touch by Jalen Lee. It'll be Blackjack basketball underneath. Their own basket.
Great job by Ayanna Hasta getting on the offensive glass there and getting another shot attempt for her team.
Here's senior Kaylin Jorgensen into the game for the first time tonight for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks have a 21-4 lead. Hasta drives baseline. Shot up. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It's kicked out of bounds by Kahn. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Dawson tonight. Camden Conference girls basketball game. Inbound pass under the Blackjack basket to Stratmoen in the corner. Lobs it over to Jorgensen. Taylor turns, shoots at the buzzer at the shot clock and scores. How about that, Mitchell?
Yeah, sometimes it's just better just to turn and shoot instead. You don't have to think about it. Had to beat the shot clock, and it ended up working out for him.
Another turnover by the Eagles. Claire Stratmoen steals the ball. Here's Lindsay Lund for three. Off the rim, no good. Shellstead with the rebound. Here come the Eagles up the floor. They have been held for about 8 minutes. Kranz, baseline shot over the rim, no good. Rebound, Borstead. She pulls it back out. Shellstead, top of the key. Ooh, Kendall should have took that shot. She pulled it back down. Here's Jalen Lee with a long three. Nothing but net for Jalen Lee.
This is a nice job by Lacrofaro Valley moving the ball around the zone. Lee was able to get an open shot.
That was a high arcing shot by Lee. Jorgens with a three-point shot. That's no good. Rebounded by the Eagles' Shellstead. 23-7 now. Look at that three-pointer by Jalen Lee. That was way up in the air.
Yep, she has a nice arc on her shot.
Needs to shoot more. Now she's got the ball. Throws it to the left wing. First hit, Lee. There it is. Top of the key three. Oh, rattled in and out. Rebounded by Taylor Jorgensen. That ball's in the cylinder.
Yep. Another tough bounce for Lacrofaro Valley.
Yeah, I thought it was in Castlewood, South Dakota.
Yep.
The lid's on the basket. 23-7. Blackjacks. Lindsay in the paint. Turnaround shot. No good. Jorgensen with the rebound. Blocked by Kahn.
Turnover.
Turnover by the Stratmoen. Picks the ball up. Here's Lindsay. Stratmore for three in the corner. Good! Holy cow.
And another timeout by Lockefaro Valley.
Eighth grader Claire Stratmore with a three from the corner. She has 9 points. A timeout on the floor. It's 26-7. Dawson Boyd, 8:06 to play. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, we're back. Paul Abel, Mitchell Silty here. 26-7. Dawson Boyd leading Lockefaro Valley. Timeouts by Coach Dylan Erickson. Here's Kayla Jan at the free throw line. Splits the defender. Pounces it down to Khan. Khan shoots. Missed the shot. Rebounded. Half dead.
It was a great job by Lockefaro Valley getting it inside. They just couldn't convert on the shot.
7:30 to play in the first half. 26-7 Blackjacks. They have the ball. Here's Lund for three. Lindsay's letting him fly. Off the glass. No good. Kranz with the board. Kaya Kranz with the board for the Lockefaro Valley. Up front, quick to Jalen for three. That's short. And Khan grabs the rebound. Triple team, loses the ball a half dead. And Allie Essling takes it down the floor. Almost ran out of bounds and then tried to throw it underneath to Swazinski. And Jalen Lee steals the ball. Jalen up to Jan. Kayla will pull it back out. Shelstead. Jan. Shelstead. Top of the key. Couple times. Here's Jan for three. Won't go. Rebounded Swazinski. Alyssa. Up the floor for Dawson Boyd. Estead. Essling.
Lockefaro Valley looks to be in a zone defense now.
Here's Swazinski for three. Swish. Alyssa's deadly from three-point land. That's Alyssa Swazinski's second three-pointer here in the first half.
And with a made bucket, Dawson Boyd can set up their zone.
And the Eagles throw the ball away again. Essling will bring it up the floor. 29-7, Dawson Boyd. Here's Swazinski for three from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Khan with the board. And then Lindsay Lund steals the ball. Down low, scores is number 22, Rachel Jorgen. And Coach Dylan Erickson, not a happy camper there.
It's his fourth timeout here in the first half.
31-7, Dawson Boyd. We'll take a break and come back with more basketball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Amland.
And I'm Kate Olsted, and we're both on the robotics team at the LQPV High School.
On Tuesday, February 13th, the team will be hosting a fundraiser karaoke night at the Mercantile.
It goes from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's free admission. Hope to see you there.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507
323-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
We're back here in Dawson. Folks, it's 33-7, Dawson Boyd over Lacapaw Valley, 5:33 to go. Your thoughts on the first half, Mitchell?
Dawson Boyd come on with a hot start. Lacapaw Valley has not been able to solve their full court press at all. They get a steal, Dawson Boyd gets a steal off of it almost every time they get the chance to set it up. So look for them to keep doing that here throughout the first half.
Claire Stratmoan's another bucket for Stratmoan. And Claire just picked up her 11th point, I believe. And it's 35-7. Look at Jalen Lee go to the basket. Jalen Lee scores, and she's fouled.
It was a nice job by Jalen Lee getting the ball and just driving to the paint and getting the layup.
Jorgensen in for Anderson, and Jalen Lee's at the free throw line with 5:02 to play. Here's the free throw. It's up and in by Jalen. 35-9, Blackjack, Essling. Here's Hassett on the left wing. Drives to the basket, throws it up over the hoop. No good. And Shelstead with the rebound. Kendall over to Jan. Kayla throws it in the corner to Jalen Lee. Lee goes right to the basket. Double team. Throws the shot up. Missed. Gets her own rebound. Pops it back out to Shelstead at the free throw line. And then Hassett steals the ball. Kahn gets it back for Lacapaw Valley. Like a hot potato out there. Jalen Lee with a long three-pointer, no good. Jan with the rebound. Eagles pull it back out and keep possession.
Eagles doing a nice job on this offensive possession. I think that's their second offensive rebound.
Kahn, Jan for three. In and out, no good. Rebounded Essling. 35-9, Blackjacks, 4 minutes to play in the first half. Rahul wide open. Jorgensen, she missed the shot underneath. Krasinski with the rebound. She's fouled by Shelstead, I believe. Well, Mitchell just got his picture taken from Adam Conroy of the Western Guard. Mm-hmm. Mitchell was interviewed this afternoon about his internship, and it'll be in the Western Guard newspaper. How'd that interview go?
It was a good interview. We talked 45 minutes, so got plenty of stuff to talk about. Write about, I should say.
Essling with 7 points. Well, this is Swazinski, I'm sorry. Swazinski, she made both of them?
Yep.
Yeah, Swazinski with both points. She has 8 points. Here's Jan. It's 36-9. Mm-hmm. Jan Stratmoan steals the ball. Player at the steal and finds Essling underneath, and Essling will pull it back out. Boy, Claire Stratmoan is quick.
Yep, that full court press is really giving Lacapaw Valley trouble here in the first half.
Swazinski, Alyssa, double dribble or travel on Alyssa. Turnover, Blackjack. A rare turnover for Dawson Boyd.
Yep. We saw a couple of their games really that they seemed to struggle a little bit with that, but they've sure limited their turnovers in their last couple of games.
3:32 to play in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Full court press by Dawson Boyd. Eagles trying to break that press. Horstead, you have to cross midcourt, now does. Throws it down low to number 12 in there. That's Andy Doctor. Shot put up, no good by Lee, and it goes out of bounds. And the Eagles are going to keep the basketball. Andy Doctor, she's a senior. She's on the floor here for Lacapaw Valley. Inbound pass to Jalen. Jalen in the paint, one-handed shot, scores Jalen Lee.
Nice job by Lacapaw Valley getting the ball in the paint there and getting Lee an easy bucket.
Swazinski on the right ring, down low, knocked away. But Essling picks up the ball, shot up for a three. That won't go. Rebound to Lacapaw Valley. They're down 30 into the Blackjacks. 2:50 on the clock here in the first half. Jalen. Here's Shelstead for three. Off the rim. Rebounded by Jalen. Put up. Oh, she missed it. Kahn with the rebound, and Kahn puts it back up and in.
Great job by Lee following her shot, and is able to get the offensive rebound, and then missed the shot, but Khan was there to get another offensive rebound.
36 for Dawson Boyd, 13 for Lacapaul Valley. Blackjacks' Ayanna Hasted, a AAA award winner, has the basketball inbounded in front of the Eagle bench, gets it into Stratmone, now to Esslane. Blackjacks taking their time here. Shot clock at 20. 2:14 on the clock. Esslane will drive to the basket, dishes it underneath to Jorgensen, partially blocked. Esslane gets the rebound. Her shot up won't go. And Khan with the rebound. And Shelston with it. Here's a 4-on-1 for Lock. Oh, and then she pulls it up, and it's stolen by Esslane. My goodness, and Esslane goes in for the layup.
Great job by Esslane. They're stopping the ball and preventing the fast break opportunity for Lacapaul Valley and turning it in for to a fast break opportunity for Dawson Boyd.
Here's Doctor down low for Lacapaul Valley. Horsted, Doc Khan underneath. No! Missed that shot. And now the ball's loose, Horsted on the floor. No whistle for a travel there. Now Khan goes to the basket and puts it up and in.
Nice hustle by Horsted to keep that possession alive for Lacapaul Valley, and they were able to score off it.
38-15, Dawson Boyd. 1 minute, 14 seconds to go before halftime. Stratmone, Swazinski on the right wing, deep in the corner. Esslane breaks to the basket. Shot up, no good. Jorgensen with a basket. Palin scores her fourth point.
It was a nice job by Jorgensen to get on the offensive glass there and get another shot attempt up for a team.
Oh, wide open is Khan underneath, and Callie scores her sixth point.
I think that was the smoothest I've seen Lacapaul Valley break that press this first half.
Yep, that was the best one yet.
Mm-hmm.
40-17. Esslane goes down low, uses left hand to lay up, and Allie Esslane is scoring at will right now.
If she's really attacking the paint when she gets the opportunity to.
Here's the Eagles with the ball. Doctor down low, and Doctor scores. Andy.
Good ball movement by Lacapaul Valley there.
15 seconds on the clock. 42-19, Dawson Boyd. They'll hold for the last shot. Stratmone. 5 seconds on the clock before halftime. 3 seconds. Here's a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound and a jump ball called with 0.6 on the clock. Possession with Lacapaul Valley. So we're going to go to halftime here as the Eagles will inbound the ball, and that will be the end of the first half. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks put up 42 points in the half. They lead Lacapaul Valley 42-19 at the half. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacapaul County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacapaul County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacapaul County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacapaul County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92. Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887?
Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or malt treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight. Your halftime score, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, 42, Lacapaul Valley, 19. And Mitchell, let's get your thoughts on that first half.
I thought Dawson Boyd did a great job of utilizing their full court press. They forced Lacapaul to commit multiple turnovers, and they were able to convert those turnovers into points for him. And they were able to hold Lacapaul. It was 21-4.
Yep, 21-4.
To start the game, and you can't start a game hardly any better than that. So it'll be interesting to see. Oh, it looks like they gave the Eagles another team another couple points.
That's here. What I got. Thank you.
There you go. So they got the final score at halftime is 43, Dawson Boyd, Lacapaul Valley 20. They updated the scoreboard right now.
That's what I got. That's what I was wondering. The scoreboard's wrong, and I'm right. And you just confirmed it.
Yep, that's always nice to know.
All right, let's go through the scoring in the first half. For Dawson Boyd, Kaylin Jorgensen off the bench with 4 points. Haley Anderson with 6. Alyssa Swazinski with 7. Allie Essling with 12. Claire Stratmon with 11. Rachel Jorgens with 2. For Lacapaul Valley in the first half, 4 players scored. Callie Kahn with 6, Taya Kranz with 4, Andy Doctor with a basket, and your leading scorer is Jalen Lee with 8 points for Jalen. And so your halftime score, 43-20, Dawson Boyd. And we got some updates, Mitchell, from other games?
Yep, the Lone Boys game tonight, I was not able to get an update. That's Ortonville hosting Roughsay game tonight. Do not have a score update for the Tracy Miller Ballatin Canby girls game. Central Minnesota Christian is leading KMS 39-26 with a minute left in the first half there. Minneota is beating Lakeview 34-23 at halftime. McCray up 29-10 over Ortonville with 4 minutes left in the first half there. And then YME is beating RCW 35-23 with 15 minutes left in the second half over in that one.
All right. So that's your basketball updates here tonight. And I know Team United Wrestling, they were in at ACGC, and they don't have a score, but they went 2-0. I know Canby was supposed to be up there, Canby Wrestling Team, but due to sickness in the Canby school, they pulled out. So I think it was Painesville. They wrestled Painesville and ACGC.
Yep.
And they beat both of them.
Oh, that's good some job really for good, United Wrestling.
Some really good wrestling teams up there. And speaking of wrestling, I think that's next week. We have team wrestling.
Yep, on Thursday, I believe.
Yep, team wrestling. And we haven't got the seedings yet, but I'm guessing Team United will wrestle somewhere, Dawson Boyd, at home, either at Lacapaul Valley or Dawson Boyd, maybe Montevideo. We don't know that yet. But that's Thursday, and then Saturday, Dick Newman, Danny Lee will be with Team United. This is next week now, not tomorrow, or not this Saturday. They'll be at New London Spicer for round 2 of
Sewell goes to the state.
Yep.
And team.
A lot of exciting stuff happening in sports in the next couple of weeks.
That's right. And speaking of that, I'll be over in Montevideo this Saturday for Section 3A dance competition. The Sea will go to the state dance tournament at the Target Center next week. And they take the top three teams, in high kick and jazz. And we'll be on the air a little after 11 o'clock Saturday morning from Montevideo High School. Grace Johnson and Ken Fransky will be joining me on the broadcast, as they always do. And us three really have a great time broadcasting section dance and state dance, covering some of the local teams around here. So it's going to be a fun day Saturday. I think the award ceremony is around 3:30 or so, quarter to 4, and we'll find out who goes to state and state dance. All right, we'll take a break. Teams are coming back on the floor. A new halftime score.
Yep. A correct halftime score.
43-20, Dawson Boyd leading Lacrosse Valley. We'll take a break and be back in a couple minutes.
Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson wants to welcome all the shoppers for Valentine's Day. Yes, it's coming soon, February 14th. And Monica's full of lots of fun items to pick from. And get her a gift certificate. And Monica will put a free gift in with the gift certificate. Shopping small and having it a ball. Monica's is open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 369-2150, Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Ready, Mike?
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, Miniota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Mitchell Filty. And the second half is just underway.
And, of course, Mitchell is an interning at KLQP. And we're going to give Mitchell a little experience in play-by-play here in the second half. So, Mitchell, we're going to turn it over to you. We're going to switch roles here. How about that?
Yep, that sounds good. All right. Lacapaula Valley is inbounding underneath their basket. They inbound it to, I believe, Shelstead, and they gives it to Jan. She moves it up to Lee up top, over to number two for Lacapaula Valley, Kaya Kranz. Shoots and misses, and then rebounded by number 22, Callie Kahn. They move the ball around, and they get it to Lee in the post. And missed shot, rebounded by Haley Anderson, a Dawson Boyd, and then Lee ripped it out, and it went out of bounds, and it now goes to Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, Haley Anderson and Jalen Lee tussling for the rebound there.
Yep, good fight by both teams under the basket. All right, Allison Essling bringing the ball up the court for Dawson Boyd. She passes it over to Claire Stratmon, and she moves to the top of the key. We'll take a jumper inside, three-point line, missed, and it's rebounded by Callie Kahn, and Lacapaula Valley moving the ball down towards our right. Pass inside to Callie Kahn, out to Kaya Kayla Jan, excuse me. And missed shot by Jaden Lee, rebounded by Dawson Boyd, number 15, Alyssa Swadzinski. And Dawson Boyd takes over possession.
All right. Nice assist there. Nice pass there by Stratmon.
Yep. Claire Stratmon around the edge and gets an easy layup for Dawson Boyd.
Nice move by the eighth grader, Claire Stratmon. She's got 13 points.
Dawson Boyd still in their full court press. Lacapaula Valley able to get it past half court. Over to Lee in the corner. Back to Jan. She drives into the paint, throws it up, and missed and rebounded by number two, Kaya Kranz. And outside, both fight for the rebound between Essling and Kranz, I believe. Or is that?
Jalen Lee and Essling collided hard on the floor, and they both went down.
Yep. And rule Dawson Boyd basketball.
All right, so the Blackjacks lead 47-20, just underway here in the second half.
Essling bringing the ball up for Dawson Boyd. Lacapaula Valley looks to be playing in a woman-to-woman defense. They get out to Anna Hastet, shoots for three, misses, rebound by Kranz for Lacapaula Valley. And now Lacapaula Valley moving the ball up the court over to Kayla Jan. Passes the ball over to Kendall Shelstead. Back to Jalen Lee up top. She'll shoot for three. Miss. Rebound by Haley Anderson to Dawson Boyd.
Good rebounding position there by Haley Anderson of the Blackjacks. She has a number of rebounds tonight.
Allie Essling bringing the ball up for Dawson Boyd. She drives into the paint, and she's looking for someone to pass to. And nice job by Kayla Jan to reach in and get the jump ball for Lacapaula Valley.
Yeah, Kayla reached in with both hands and just ripped the ball away. Nice job by Jan.
Yep. Good fight by Lacapaula Valley here to start out. And Kayla Jan will inbound for Lacapaula Valley. Scores 47-20, Dawson Boyd. And pass to Shelstead, passes inside to Kahn, out to Kranz, who will shoot and miss, rebounded by Lee, and she'll go up and miss, and then
there's that
tough ball between Haley Anderson and Kaya Kranz.
There's another two tall girls on each team really wrestling for that rebound.
Allison Essling bringing the ball off the court. It's 47-20 still for Dawson Boyd, and pass to Claire Stratmon. And pass back to Essling. She's looking to pass the ball inside. Moves it to the left wing. And they get it to the elbow to Hasted. Passes it to Claire up top of the key.
Ooh.
Drives to the basket and is fouled by Lacapaula Valley.
Claire went driving to the basket and got a reach-in foul there by the Eagles. I'm not sure who they called it on.
So it looks like Jalen Lee picked up her third foul.
Jalen Lee.
Ayanna Hasted inbound for Dawson Boyd underneath their Lacapaula Valley's basket. And DeClaire back to Hasted up top. Moves to the elbow, takes a jumper. Missed, rebounded by Haley Anderson. And knocked out of bounds. It'll go towards for Lacapaula Valley.
Yeah,
Boy, the rebounding is getting pretty physical by both sides here tonight in the second half.
Dawson Boyd still in their full court press. Lockwell Valley moving the ball up, able to get the ball past half court. Over to Shelstead on the right wing, down inside the Crans, over to Kahn, and they got a jump ball, or no, foul.
Ooh, they're going to whistle a foul on Esling, or Rachel Jorgens. Yep. Rachel Jorgens picks up a foul.
And now Lockwell Valley will inbounds. And they pass it out to Shelstead at the top of the key. Pass over to Jan. Pass it back to Shelstead, who passed it to Kranz at the elbow. It's back to Shelstead on the right wing. Lockwell Valley really moving the ball around. Jan drives into the down the baseline. Oh,
shot clock.
Shot clock violation on Lockwell Valley. It'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. Score is 47-20, Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, the Eagles moved the ball around well there. They just couldn't get the shot off in time. Shot clock went off.
Claire Stratmon bringing it up for Dawson Boyd. She passes to Ayanna Hasted. Gets it to Lindsay Lund, and she travels. Ooh. And it'll go to Lockwell Valley.
I like the aggressiveness of Lindsay Lund tonight. She, off the bench, her motor's going 100% here, 100 miles an hour.
Yep, she shot a couple of three-pointers for Dawson Boyd, but she's been able to attack well.
She's a competitor.
And Lockwell Valley brings the ball up the court, passes it over to Lee. And Lee will move it down to Jan, who will pass it to inside to Andy Doctor, who's checked into the game. Back out to Lee. Lee drives in, throws up a shot. Doesn't go. Rebounded by number 22, Rachel Jorgens.
Dawson Boyd, it's only been a 5-0 score here in the second half. Lockwell Valley has yet to score in the second half.
Hasted drives into the paint, dishes it to Haley Anderson, who has it blocked by Kahn, rebounded by Jalen Lee, and she's pushing up the court. Drives into the basket, goes up, and is fouled by Lindsay Lund.
And Lindsay thought she took a charge there.
Yep.
I love her facial expression.
Score remains 47-20 in favor of Dawson Boyd.
Got a final in boys basketball. Montevideo Thunderhawks 87, Bold Warriors 59.
Daly's first free throw attempt is up and hits off front iron.
Montevideo boys basketball team, man, they're having a tremendous year.
Alyssa Swadzinski checks into the game for number 22, Rachel Jorgens. And Jalen Lee about shooter second free throw attempt. Up and no good for Jalen Lee.
Still
rebounded by Lindsay Lund.
Still, the Eagles have not scored here in the second half. 11:50 to play in the ball game.
Lindsay Lund has the ball for Dawson Boyd at the top. Passes it over to number one, Hasted.
She had her ponytail in the way of her number.
Over to Lindsay Lund. Passes in the corner to Rachel. Is that Rachel?
Swadzinski,
yep. Gets it inside to Haley Anderson and gets a layup for Dawson Boyd. Scores 49-20.
Nice assist from Hasted to Haley Anderson. Anderson with 8 points tonight.
Kayla Jan bringing it up for Lockwell Valley. Moves the ball to Forsted on the right wing. Gets it inside to Jan and throws it up, and it's good. Lockwell Valley scores their first points of the second half. Score is 49-22 in favor of Dawson Boyd.
Kayla Jan's first basket of the game.
Hasted has the ball for Dawson Boyd. She passes inside to Alyssa Swadzinski, throws it up, no good. Rebounded by Lindsay Lund, who shoots, and no good. Rebounded by number 12, Kaya Kranz for Lockwell Valley.
Doctor.
Oh, Andy Doctor,
yep.
Excuse me. And Jan bringing it up for Lockwell Valley. Passes to Lee. Lee passes over to Borsted, knocked away by Hasted. Great defense by Hasted. And it will remain Lockwell Valley ball.
49-22, Jacks over the Eagles here with 10:23 to go in the ball game. A lot of substitutes coming in now.
Yep, look like about three substitutes for each team coming in.
This is where you're going to earn your pay now with play-by-play. You got to look at your roster. A lot of all new numbers in there.
Yep.
Eagles with the basketball.
Yep, and past Shell City, shows up and is fouled.
Kendall went right into the paint. I think she was trying to go for a layup, but the foul will be on Dawson Boyd there. Swazinski with the foul.
Black Pearl Valley inbound underneath their basket into Borstead. Looking for someone to pass to. Drives in, shoots, and is good, makes the basket. 49-24, Dawson Boyd.
Was that a three-pointer by Borstead?
Nope, that was a two.
Two, okay.
Astrid has the ball for Dawson Boyd up top. And stolen by number 34 is that Zoe Doctor. And she brings up the ball for Lac La Parle Valley. Passes it to Borstead on the right wing, who drives into the baseline. And it's pass stolen by Hasted. Gets it out to Essling, who's driving into the paint. And up for a layup, and no good. Rebounded by number 23, Shelstead, for Lac La Parle Valley. Shelstead brings it up. And passes to Doctor, Zoe Doctor, who drives to the right wing. Looks for someone to pass to. Passes it to Shelstead, who gets it inside to Kranz. Outside to Forrested, and it goes out of bounds. Stays Lac La Parle Valley basketball. Score is 49-24 for Dawson Boyd. 9 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the second half.
Blackjacks remain in their zone defense, and the Eagles really having trouble with that the second half here.
Inbound to Borstead, who gets it up to Zoe Doctor at the top. Looking to pass, gets it over to Shelstead in the left wing. Drives into the paint, passes it back out to Zoe Doctor. Passes it to Borstead, who gets it inside to Kranz. Back out to Borstead, who shoots for three. And off the rim. Rebounded by Essling. She's moving the ball up the court. And is fouled. Oh, no, she traveled. Lac La Parle Valley basketball.
Turnover there by the Blackjacks. You heard the shot clock go off there.
Yep, it was another close possession for Lac La Parle Valley there. Zoe Doctor has it. Bring it up the court. Facing Dawson Boyd's full court press. Passes it up. And has it stolen by number 32, Olivia Essling, who's checked into the game for Dawson Boyd.
She's just a ninth grader.
Sister Allison Essling brings it up to court. Passes it to Hasted. Over to Swazinski in the corner for three. No good. Rebounded by Zoe Doctor, who traveled, and it'll go back to Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, Zoe was trying to catch the basketball, and she caught it, actually, but she couldn't keep her balance. And slid her foot.
Substitutions for both teams coming into the game.
Quick second half here, Mitchell.
Yep, number 20, Brandy Meyer checks in. I think this is her first action for Lac La Parle Valley in this game. Allison Essling with the ball, passes it to Rachel Jorgens on the wing. Drives into the paint and loses the ball. And we got a jump ball. Ball will belong to Lac La Parle Valley.
49-24, Dawson Boyd leading the Eagles with 8:14 left in the ballgame.
Shelstead pass to Kranz, who passes it and has it knocked away out of bounds. It'll remain Lac La Parle Valley basketball. 8:07 to go in the second half. Shelstead to inbound for Lac La Parle Valley. Inbounds it to Zoe Doctor. Passes out to Brandy Meyer up top. Gets it back to Zoe. She's looking for someone to pass to. Has it on the right wing. Pass to Brandy. Top of the key. Passed over to Zoe Doctor. Zoe drives towards the baseline. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it inside. Passes it back out over to Zoe Doctor. Drives into the paint. Passes to Kranz. Has knocked away by Essling. Doctor throws it up. No good. Rebounded by Jorgens. Out. Fast break attempt for Essling, and it's good, and the score is 51-24, Dawson Boyd, with 7 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the second half.
Nice layup by Essling there for Dawson Boyd.
Meyer passes over to Kranz, passes up to Doctor, back to Kranz, shoots a baseline jumper, no good. Saved by number 5 of Dawson Boyd, Taylen Jorgensen, into the hands of Lac La Parle Valley, back to Zoe Doctor. Passes it to Shelstead. Moves to the left wing. Brings it back to the right. Passes Zoe Doctor. Gets it to Shelstead. Shoots for three. No good. Rebounded by Andy Doctor.
Yep.
And we got a foul called.
I think it was on Kranz, it might have been. Nope. My mistake. It was on Dawson Boyd. Wow. That was Dawson Boyd's Rachel Jorgens, number 22. Her second. 51-24 Eagle, or Blackjack's lead.
Jada Kessler checks in for her first action. And Jan with the shot. And it's good.
That was nothing but net for Kayla Jan. She's got 5 points.
Score now 51-27 for Dawson Boyd with 6.5 to play in the second half. Essling with the ball. Gets it up to Jorgens. Drives into the paint. Passes it out. That's in the corner to Hasted. Hasted drives into the paint. Shoots. And scores for Dawson Boyd. 53-27 Blackjacks.
All 4 points for Hasted have come in the second half. 6:10 to go in the ball game.
Jan has the ball for Rockefeller Valley. Passes to Zoe Doctor. Passes back to Jan. Jan passes to Brandy Meyer, who loses the ball out of bounds. It'll go back to Dawson Boyd. 6 minutes to go in the second half.
Well, I don't know how many turnovers the Eagles have this game, but it's going to be too many for Coach Erickson.
Allie Essling brings it up for Dawson Boyd. Pass it to Jorgens on the right wing. Oops, we got a foul.
Brandy Meyer reached in hard, and Meyer's going to be called for a foul.
There was an illegal screen on Haley Anderson and Dawson Boyd. It'll be La Capella Valley basketball.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
Coach Eric Hansen, a referee, Eric Hansen.
Yep.
Saw that, and I did.
Zoe Doctor has the ball. Oh, pass that, it knocked away, gets it back, passes to Jan. Jan looking for someone to pass to, gets it to Zoe, loses it for a second and gets it back. Zoe trapped in the corner, passes it to Meyer, who has it knocked away, taken by Haley Anderson of Dawson Boyd.
Another turnover by La Capella Valley.
Essling pushing it up the court, she gets into the paint, turns, passes to Jorgens, baseline jumper, no good, rebounded by Haley Anderson. Missed, rebounded by number 34, Zoe Doctor of La Capella Valley, and scores 53-27, Dawson Boyd with 5 minutes to go. Zoe Doctor with the ball, passes to Jan of La Capella Valley, gets it back to Zoe. She gets it inside to Jada Kessler, gets it, has it stolen by Allison Essling, who's got a fast break opportunity between her and Hasted. Pass to the ball.
Nice.
Nice fast break. Hasted scores. Easy layup for Dawson Boyd, and the score is 55-27. Dawson Boyd with 4.5 to play in the second half.
What a nice assist by Allie Essling, the Hasted break into the basket. That was pretty.
Zoe Doctor has the pass knocked away, recovered by Jan Lockpile Valley. Zoe gets it inside to Kessler, who shoots and misses, and it goes out of bounds. Dawson Boyd, basketball. 55-27 Dawson Boyd with 4:20 to play. Allie Essling brings it up the court for Dawson Boyd. Passes over to Hasted. Hasted looks for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Taylen Jorgensen, who drives in, shoots, misses, rebounded by Callie Kahn of La Capella Valley.
That's a battle going for the rebound. It's very physical.
And Zoe Doctor brings it up for La Capella Valley. And she passes to Jan on the left wing, gets it back to Doctor. Tries to get inside, stolen by Hasted. Gets it out to Essling on the fast break, and that's an easy layup for Allie Essling for Dawson Boyd. And it looks like Dawson Boyd's going to bring in some substitutions. Looks like they're going to clear the bench here. The score, 57-27. Dawson Boyd with 3 minutes and 37 seconds left in the second half.
Wow, the starters coming out for Dawson Boyd. Coach Rachel Hawkinson there, player. What a great job defensively. Their zone defense was a killer tonight.
Yep, and their full court press was able to keep La Capella Valley at bay. All right, La Capella Valley brings it up the floor. Inside to Kessler, who shoots and misses, rebounded by Kahn.
That's
Brandy Meyer, excuse me. And it's jump ball, and it's going back to Dawson Boyd.
Got new players on the floor for the Blackjacks. Number 4 is on the floor, Laura Shear. And number 21, Jordan Strand.
Lindsay Lund has it, Dawson Boyd shoots for 3, off the back, no good. and she gets her own rebound, passes it back out, and throws it into the backcourt. It will be
out of bounds.
It goes out of bounds. It'll be Lac Qua Valley basketball underneath their own underneath Dawson's basket.
57-27 is the score. Blackjacks leading the Eagles.
3 minutes to go in the second half. Lac Qua Valley inbounds. Gets it into Borsted, who will shoot for three. No good. Ball still free, and it goes out of bounds. And it will be off of Dawson Boyd, and it'll go to Lac Qua Valley.
That ball ricocheted off the rim and went all the way to the half court.
Yep, over by the Dawson Boyd bench. And Lac Qua Valley looking to keep it.
Wow.
Joey Docker has that stop of the key. Inside to Kessler, who shoots. No good. Rebound by Lindsey Lund. And ball free, still free. Lund gets it back, gets it over to Stratmon. And she'll bring it up. Pass over to Laura Schreier. Gets it to Lindsey Lund, who gets it and goes to the paint, loses it off for knee, and it goes back to Lac Qua Valley. Score is 57-27. Dawson Boyd with 2.5 to go in the game.
Lindsey Lund dribbling the ball well there, and then all of a sudden she dribbled it off her kneecap.
Yep. A tough way to lose some turnovers. Randy Meyer has it now for Lac Qua Valley. She passes it up to Borsted, and it gets inside to Andy Doctor. And
scores.
She scores. And it's 57-29, Dawson Boyd with 2 minutes left in the game. Stratmon with the ball for Dawson Boyd. She brings it up. Picks up her dribble, looks for someone to pass to, gets it to Laura Schreier. Laura passes it to Jordan Strand, and she throws it out of bounds, and it goes back to Lac Qua Valley. 57-29, Dawson Boyd with a minute 53 to go in the game.
I think the Blackjacks are right back in action tomorrow night, aren't they? They go to Benson, I think.
Yep.
Friday night, yeah.
Yep, and then I think, inside to Kessler for Lac Qua Valley. And it looks like a foul called on Dawson Boyd, number 32, Olivia Essling. Lac Qua Valley will keep the ball. Inbounding. And overshoots Randy Meyer. Claire Stratmon gets it, picks up the loose ball, and she'll miss the layup on the fast break. And Lac Qua Valley gets the rebound and brings it up to court. Over to Shelstead, who gets it inside to Andy Doctor. Shoots. Traveled first. Before the shot, and it goes back to Dawson Boyd.
Andy Doctor called for traveling. A minute 31 left in the ball game, folks.
Stratmon brings it up for Dawson Boyd. And passes it over to Schreier. Gets it over to Strand, Jordan Strand. Lindsey Lund drives into the paint. Gets it to Olivia Essling, who goes up and scores for Dawson Boyd. And it's 59-29, Dawson Boyd with a little over a minute to go in the game.
That was Olivia Essling's first points of the ball game.
Olivia Essling, only a ninth grader for Dawson Boyd. And now the Eagles will inbounds. Gets it over to Shelstead, who has it at the top of the key. Shelstead dribbling around, looks on Patrick, gets it to Borsted, gets it inside to Jada Kessler, who shoots, misses, rebounded by Olivia Essling, and gets it over to Laura Schreier, gets it to Claire Stratmon for Dawson Boyd. Stratmon for three, and it's good.
Oh, just a two-pointer.
Oh, just a two-pointer. 61-29, Dawson Boyd, 35 seconds to go in the game. Borsted has Lac Qua Valley, gets it inside to Kessler, gets it out to Shelstead, who shoots for three, and that's no good, rebounded by Olivia Essling, and Dawson Boyd has the ball. Stratmon has the ball for Dawson Boyd, looks like they're just going to dribble it out, and with the score being 61-29, Dawson Boyd, 10 seconds to go in the game. Dawson Boyd fans giving a round of applause for the Dawson Boyd girls team tonight.
Last time the Blackjacks will play on their home court here tonight, and they come away with a win, 61-29, over the Eagles, and there's the buzzer.
Yep, great job by Dawson Boyd tonight. They played a complete game, limited turnovers. Their full court press worked really well against Lac Qua Valley. They got off to a real hot start, and they were able to finish the game off. They held Lackawanna Valley to 9 points, I believe, in the second half.
Yep.
And so, good job by Dawson Boyer tonight. Another tough game for Lackawanna Valley, okay. But we'll take a commercial break and be back with the Neon Needles post-game show in a couple minutes.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after it. Brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089. With Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hard-working student-athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty here. And your final score, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks defeat the Lackawanna Valley Eagles by a score of 61
to 29. It was a very low scoring second half, wasn't it, Mitchell?
I believe it was 18 to 9 were in favor of Dawson Boyd.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it wasn't the 43 points that we saw Dawson put up in the first half.
Yeah, a little different second half there. I was really impressed with the Blackjack zone defense.
Yep.
Man, they're very aggressive.
Their zone defense and their full court press type of zone defense that they run worked wonders for them tonight.
That's right. And, yeah, that was an impressive win. And Coach Rachel Hawkinson joins us on the Neon Needles postgame show. Congratulations, Rachel.
Thank you.
What did you tell your girls? You just ran out of the locker room. You're in good shape, so you're not breathing too hard.
Yeah. Well, big night for us. You know, it's our last home game. It's always a little bit more energy in the room when you play Lacaparo, right? We live so close. We share a lot of sports together. And it's also autograph night.
Yep, we'll be out there.
So I told the girls, I'm like, there's a lot of little girls waiting for you out there. You better go go sign your autograph. So we just came running out.
I don't know how many times I said this tonight. You know, your team is so improved from the first time I saw them this year. The improvement that your team has showed, don't you believe, Mitchell?
Yeah, they're a very well-improved team.
And you agree with that?
Of course, absolutely. I know early in the season we were bummed. We feel like there was a good four or five games. We were right there. We didn't know how to finish. And you're right. What I've been most impressed with is just our limiting turnovers. That was huge in our first couple games, like up to 30 turnovers a game.
Yep.
You know, and also on our press, we've done a good job rotating, getting some steals in the back, on the back end of it, but then even up on front and finishing. I think our free throws have gotten better, our shooting has gotten better, layups. So.
Yeah, great, much improved team, and that's good credit. A lot of credit goes to you for that. And you said that you got a good team. The first time I talked to you this year, you just got to cut your turnovers down, you said. And it's happening.
Yes. Definitely.
So good.
Yeah, very proud of them. And I always say, you know what? You always strive to get better in life, on the basketball court. And so every game, it's like, all right, this is your best game. This is your best game. You know, like, go out there, leave it all on the floor.
Well, that was your ninth win of the season. You can pick up 10 or more wins yet by the end of the season. So.
Yep, that's the goal.
Second half zone defense. Talk about the aggressiveness. Mitchell and I mentioned this a number of times, the aggressiveness of your zone defense there in the second half, huh?
Yeah, we always talk about...
What kind of zone is that, by the way?
So, we were in a 2-3.
2-3, oh, it was, okay.
Yep.
It looked
so
like somebody was floating all the time.
Nope, but however, if Lee is in your area, we said you're basically man.
Oh.
You know, like, we want you to kind of head on a swivel. Kranz caught us a couple times, swimming around us, getting some offensive boards, so, you know, we were fighting her down low. Their high post too, oftentimes that was Kaya Kranz coming across, so then we kind of would man at that point. So it was kind of a little mixture of both. But
what were you most happy with tonight, Rachel?
Our energy, our intensity, and just leaving it all on the floor. I mean, these seniors are emotional tonight. They tried to hold it back before the game. There were tears in the locker room, and I just said, you know what? These are memories made.
Yep.
You know, you're not always going to remember your record for these girls, but just that was awesome. So we did from like about 8 minutes to four minutes. I had all five seniors on the floor.
Yeah,
I left them in. I called a timeout just for a substitution to give them a good round of applause.
I saw that. They
deserve.
That's awesome. Very nice job recognizing the Lock Fall seniors, Rachel, before the game too. That was a nice gesture there too. Appreciate that. So yeah, the seniors are going to miss. This is their last home game on the floor.
It is. Yeah, crazy to believe that. You know, when I started 2 years ago and they were 10th graders, man, I thought I was going to have them forever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, here we are.
Yeah, that's right. So a nice win over Lock Fall Valley tonight, 61-29. You get right back at it. You don't
go to Benson tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Benson tomorrow. CCS Wilmer on Monday.
Oh.
And then CMCS on Thursday, and that's the rest of our regular season.
Okay, and then section play starts.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, crazy.
All right, just hang tight here. Mitchell, you want to go through some of the... Congratulations, Rachel.
Thank you.
You want to go through some of the other scores tonight?
Yep. In girls basketball... Let me get my phone to work here. All right, in girls basketball... just a second. In girls basketball, Tracy Molloy Ballaton defeated Canby 59-38. KMS and Central Minnesota Christian are in a two-point game, 69-67 KMS with 1 minute left in the second half. Minneota is up 73-47 over Lakeview with 1 minute left in the second half there. McRae defeated Ortonville 65-33. And YME defeated RCW 58-42 in girls basketball tonight.
Okay. So a lot of girls basketball games tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, well, that's our final here, 61-29. I was going to visit with Coach Dylan Erickson, but he's looks like he's tied up down there. So, yeah, big win for the Blackjacks tonight, Mitchell.
Yep, that's their sixth. They've won six of their last eight now. And they have a four-game winning streak going. And I think it all really clicked for them when they were able to beat McRae back in on their home court here, 69-67 in overtime.
All right. Well, the varsity Blackjack girls are out in the lobby area here, Commons area, signing autographs. So I better go get a couple.
Yep.
And our Neon Needle Subway player of the game?
We're going to go with Allie Essling of Dawson Boyd.
16 points.
16 points for her tonight.
But it was a, yeah, what?
She did a lot of fast break opportunities, a lot of layups driving into the paint. She brought good energy for Dawson Boyd tonight, and that's where we're going with her as our player of the game.
Yep, and our Ag Plus cooperative play of the game. I'm going with Allie Essling with her assist to Ayanna Hasted in the second half. Points, all 6 points. By Hassett was in the second half, and Allie hit her a couple times breaking to the basket, and so that's our Ag Plus cooperative play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's wrap. I don't think they were going to talk with Coach Erickson.
No, I don't.
But,
doesn't look like it.
Okay. Well, we'll just sign off then.
Yep, that's Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty for Q92 Sports.
All right, and thanks for listening. And your final score again?
61-29, Dawson Boyd.
And we'll see you Saturday from Montevideo for Section 3A Dance. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tylic, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.